Chapter 9. Super Serious Humor. During my attendance at an international discussion, the talk turned to politics. One of the participants was excited to have the chance to voice his opinions of George W. Bush. "I don't understand what President Bush is doing," he said. "He is trying to terminate the inheritance tax for the rich people and to destroy the Kyoto Protocol for the benefit of the oil industry. He knows he won't be reelected, which is obvious from the fact that he gained fewer popular votes than Gore. So he is trying to do all he wants to do within the 4 years of his first term." An American professor of environmental ethics replied, "Well, I agree he won't be reelected, but I doubt he knows it." He used humor here as a special tool to lessen the impact of criticism by softening the negative tone. I always appreciate a sense of humor and enjoy hearing people make jokes. Humor actually has several functions, which we should examine here. In his article, Ronald Reagan and Humor, A Politician's Velvet Weapon, John Meyer of the University of Southern Mississippi says communication scholars have explained three major theories on how humor functions in society. However, these are not categorical, but rather functional distinctions, meaning one joke can apply to more than one category. The first theory is the relief theory, which views humor as primarily emotional. For humor to occur, it is necessary to manipulate behaviors or concepts so that tension is generated between them. Resolving this tension will result in humor. The funny statement about President Bush is such an example. The need to diffuse a tense situation is met, and the result is humor. The incongruity theory is concerned with the contrast between ideas or between expectancy and reality. An incongruity results from a violation of expectations. Surprise is a key ingredient in effective incongruity humor. A famous Mori joke goes, Prime Minister Yoshiro Mori was coached before meeting then-President Bill Clinton to ask, "How are you?" Bill Clinton would reply, "Fine, thank you. And you?" To which Mori was told to answer, "Me too." After that, an interpreter was to join the conversation. But Mori reportedly asked Clinton, "Who are you?" Clinton was naturally caught off guard, but he attempted to save the situation with a little humor. Being a great fan of President John F. Kennedy, and knowing that Kennedy used to introduce himself as Jackie's husband, Clinton said, "Well, I'm Hillary's husband." Mori's reply? "Me too." The third theory, the superiority theory, involves laughing at others, which may lead us to suggest the use of laughter as a social corrective. When President Ronald Reagan came into office in 1981, the United States was suffering from a recession and the lingering psychological effects of the Vietnam War. In short, America had lost its self-confidence. Reagan not only carried out deregulation, decentralization, and tax cuts, he also entertained the American people by making fun of Democrats, who he said believed in big government. During the 1984 presidential election campaign, Reagan labeled Walter Mondale a doomsayer who exaggerated the risk associated with accumulated budget deficits. Although I occasionally find super seriousness to be a virtue among Japanese people, I see nothing wrong with easing tension and making people relaxed. I hope to see Japanese people using more humor to overcome current stresses, such as the highest unemployment rate, 5%, in the nation's history.